The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
It's a theme this morning. All of our music for this blackout in New York. I am still amazed that this happened, that there was a power outage in the greatest city in the world, in New York. And the mayor's not even there. He's out in Iowa, for crying out loud. As soon as you hear, do you not get on a plane? Do you not tell your staff, stand by, I want some kind of plane to take me back, even if it's commercial, just get me back home. And he, Mayor de Blasio, he just chose not to even come back till later the next morning, you know, Sunday morning. And it's scary. And by the way, big shout out to the NYPD and to the FDNY, Commissioner Nigro, Commissioner O'Neill, and to the New York City Emergency Management for doing such a great job. Matter of fact, Deanne Criswell will join us momentarily, and we'll be talking about this power outage. A big shout out to those groups that actually, you know, kept everything in order, because it could have just been complete chaos. And by the way, to you, if you're were in the middle of that on Saturday night, thank you. Everybody was great. Broadway, the lights went out on Broadway. Are you kidding me? And yet, everybody stepped up. Everybody was nice, and all the tourists and everybody in there. And it was fun to watch, but it's scary because our electrical grids, not to mention if there's an electric magnetic pulse, you hear about it. When you see that could be a weapon from North Korea, for example, from Iran, from Russia, where they just shoot an electromagnetic pulse over Nebraska. I told you that everything will shut down. We've talked about it before. We were one of the first to talk about it on this radio show. But not only from, man-made electromagnetic pulse, it could happen from a solar flare. It has happened from solar flares from the sun. Now, you've got to jump to our electrical grid. This is a big problem. And, you know, I'm telling you, what I love about this show, you listen. People, and I tell you, a lot of people are listening because I see they repeat things that we say on the morning show here. And it's true. And I'm telling you right now, this is something that we're talking about that the Democrats and the Republicans have to get together on, is the grids. You have to fix the grids. They're fragile. They're old in this country, you know. And you got it after Sandy. I remember I told you that I saw the crews from West Virginia, from all down south. And all over, they're coming up from Alabama to come to New Jersey because our grids were so bad. Since then, got to hand it to Governor Christie, like him or not, did a great job rebuilding those grids because it's been much, much stronger since Sandy. But it is a danger. It's something we have to worry about. And the politicians don't get on it, for crying out loud. Like what Josh Gottheimer was talking about, the congressman is right with Congressman King. Working on the Gateway Project, you need that. The mass transit, this whole area is great. And for the mayor just to leave in the middle of it all, Only in New York. Only for us. No one cares, right? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. There's so much that has been happening, and I know a lot of folks join us in this hour. A lot of folks join us in the 7 o'clock hour. If you're with us since our intimate hour, when we first gather around this virtual kitchen table on Piscopo in the morning, we love you. And we appreciate you so much staying with us from day one. So forgive me if I repeat some things that I have said in the 6 o'clock hour, but I always like to make sure that we stay on everything for those of you who are just joining us on the show. There's so much going on. The things we get caught up in is the quote-unquote racially charged tweet from the president. The racially charged tweet with the president is something I said for a while now about Ilhan Omar. And about what they're calling this the squad now, you know, AOC and Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib and Ayanna Pressley, they're known as the squad. Those are the very, very progressive folks within the Democratic Party in the United States House of Representatives. It's not, and I don't care that they're progressive, that they're liberal. I just don't like when they come here from another country, a country where we sacrifice 17 of our finest in the United States Army Rangers during Black Hawk Down in Somalia. And then you come here and you tell us how racist we are, how bad we are, how privileged we are. You tell us, you lecture us that we shouldn't be friends with Israel. You tell us how you are anti-Semitic in regard to the Jewish population of the United States of America. You coming in, how dare you come into this country? I said it. If you come into a country like that after we help you and we sacrifice American lives for you, then you indeed get the heck out of the country and you go back. Why don't you go back to that country and help that country? I said it, but I ain't the president of the United States. When Donald J. Trump says it, how could he be so racist? He's not being racist. I agree 1,000% what the president said. You're going to come here, you're going to criticize the United States of America, then you get the hell out. Why? Is there an argument here? But I'll go even further. If you don't kneel for the national anthem, you don't kneel, you don't put your hands behind your back when the national anthem is played, when all your teammates are having their hand, have their hand over their heart, and then you, in a defiant way, don't put your hand over your heart. You know what? Just leave the country. Trust me. It's like, and I thought it was funny when the president said to Nancy Pelosi, you'll pay your way out of here. She could give you free travel out of the country. That's what the president means. Because don't forget what they're not, this, I get frustrated because I try to be as logical as I can, as pragmatic as I can. We talk to everybody. We try to be objective. When I did radio and I learned radio and I got my degree and I graduated 4 years of college with a degree in radio and television, it was objectivity that was seared into my brain and into my heart. Objectivity when you do the news reporting, you know? And of course, we're opinion on this program. We're not virtual news reporters, but you have to be objective. I try to be objective. And then when I see them pull down the American flag at a nice government property in Aurora, Colorado, and they replace it with a Mexican flag. And then they take the flag next to that, that was a Blue Lives Matter flag. And they take down that flag and they spray paint on it, abolish ICE. They turn the flag upside down, which indicates distress. And they fly that. First of all, how did they get that close? Second of all, if you're going to put the flag of your home country up, stay with me just a second. If you're going to put the flag of your home country up and replace it with the American flag, why don't you go right back to your own country? I cannot understand that. And you hear people talk about this. When they do that invasion, when they come across the border, they're holding the flag from Honduras. They're holding the flag from El Salvador, from Guatemala. It's go back. Just go back to where you're from. And we will try to fix the problem there. How many times do I have to say that? But don't you take down that American flag. Now this is war. Now it's war. It's an invasion. It is an invasion. And remember, manufacturer crisis. What happened that? You don't hear that happening. You don't hear that anymore, right? This is a crisis. And I don't understand why we don't help out the people that are most stressed. The 3.6 million young black children who are living in poverty in the United States of America. You know who's helping out? President Trump's helping out. And what I don't understand, I have to tell you this, the administration should do an all-out assault to the media. And it's going to be impossible because I know the media is going to fight him on this. But the all that the administration is doing in the stressed areas with these opportunity zones, and it's happening. Everything I've talked about, go to the inner cities. Try to bring companies back and manufacturing back to the inner cities. You know what? Little by little, it's happening. It's happening under a Republican president. And the word doesn't get out there to do anything to tear this guy down. It's just incredible to see. So I know you are kind of along the same mindset. 877-970-2999. You're welcome to give us a call. But I'm just incensed when I see this. And then this, and I shouldn't even bring it up because you probably didn't see this. There was a tweet by this actress, Alyssa Milano. And I know, who is she? I know. I just know her because I chatted with her one time, and you know, she was in sitcoms, and now she's this progressive blogger, I guess. And I shouldn't even give her credit, but she put a picture of, she likened Vice President Pence's trip, to the border into those detainment areas, as she likened it to what Himmler under Hitler did with the concentration camps. How dare she? And she tweeted a picture and no one says anything about it. No one. Dove Hyken was on it immediately. Our buddy Dove, God bless him for that. No one. I don't hear anybody about say anything about it. So the president has to put out, he has to be harsh in his retort to all these ridiculous tweets that are happening out there. Oh, I tell you, you know, we're just trying to make sense of a crazy, crazy world. 877-970-2999, quarter after 8 o'clock. Five Boroughs is in the house, and Albert is here. And it's summertime. Look at us, July 15th already. And Frankie Five Boroughs, I have to tell you this. So, Al, I made the request to bring a pretty big name with me to the Frank Morano wedding. When it's happening. Got shot down. Can't do it, Sally. I tried. I really tried. I said this because there's a couple big weddings I got to go to. Frank, yours is front and center, of course. And I made the ask to our friend Carol Alt.
Out of the country.
She likes you. No, that's it. She likes you. So now I will be. I don't want. Frank has given me the edict of unless I bring someone that is well known.
Right.
Come by yourself because it'll cost me less. And I
so if Frank, he asked Judy if he asked Judy Tenuta, that not big enough.
Very fine. I love Judy. Judy's
oh yeah, no, no. Yeah, but you know, bigger.
Maybe I don't know. Frankie, anybody else that you could think of, I will make the ask if you'd like, Frankie.
No,
there's
no,
somebody
no. That's,
out there,
but that's quite a
Scarlett Johansson. I mean, you know, can we just throw names out and see if
Come on. Colin Jousty, he's got that. God bless him. I respect
that. Well, no,
just guy.
You'd be friends. Just, you know, she'd be accompanying you to the wedding.
No. Because you know what? Frank's right. When you go to the wedding, Frank's got what? You have 600-700 people going at this point?
Thankfully, not quite that
972.
Many.
972. It's the overflow room.
Far too many.
When you come up with the wedding idea, you go, oh, this is great. And then now people are saying, right, you got to invite me. I didn't get my invite.
Yeah.
Wait, I have a question, though. So the venue, now we all know where the venue is. We're not going to mention where it is. But the venue that you're having it at, is there more than one room where we're having it in?
For the ceremony and a room for the reception.
No, I understand that. But is there like a spillover? Like, because the room can't fit the amount of people inviting. They have to have a spillover. Okay.
No, nothing right. Like that.
You got a lot of people going, brother. That's a lot of people, Frankie, you know. And so unless I could bring someone noteworthy.
By the time he makes it around the tables, the wedding will be over.
That's right.
You know, he's got to do the dance, you know, the first dance as husband and wife. You get all that. By the time he goes around to every table with the amount of people that are going to be there, he's going to get to the last person, look back, and nobody's there.
Yeah, well, my fiance already said she's not saying hello to everybody.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because for
example. You can't do that?
Yes, we can. Watch.
What? You basically have a table like an Animal House when they tried to get into the one fraternity and they got put over by Juglesh and the rest of them like left out, you know, like that.
No. You know what they should, you know what you should do like in The Godfather where everybody brings you an envelope and then the bride is there in the end and you walk to the bride and you give respect that way.
Right,
you know,
I think that's nice. That makes sense.
That'll be good. Yeah.
And I think I have my gift picked out already. But I think Frank just wants cash. Actually,
don't take one of the gifts from your office that Frank gave you. Yeah. And give it back to them. Like here's a George Foreman grill. Oh yeah, I got that for you, Joe. Thanks. Yeah,
that's one of my favorite things Frank does. He goes, he's exhausted. He lays down on my couch, the Crowley couch in the office, you know, and let me try to get some. He said, what are all these gifts? Wait, there's old Joe's presents I got him over the years.
Yeah.
That's
great.
And yeah. I won't re-gift those, Frankie. We won't, Frankie.
Thank you,
bro.
Thank you.
And did you say a honeymoon after that, by the way, Frank?
Yeah, we're planning to go to Aruba.
Oh, look at you. Right after that, or are you going to wait?
A day or two. A day or two after.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. That's good. See, when I got married, and I went right on Broadway. I went right back to Broadway. That's why, you know, when your wife leaves you and you do things like that, you understand it. It's
right,
like
exactly.
We had the wedding. We had a great wedding, a big wedding. I swear to goodness, it might have been on a Saturday, was it? Monday or Tuesday, whenever it was, I was back on Broadway on Grease. Mm. Because they had asked. I just worked it out that way. By the way, and you know what? I have to, there was a gal, and I should know her name. I don't have the information. The girl is going to make her Broadway debut in one of the Broadway shows. And then the blackout happened. Did you see that, Frankie? Did you see that happen?
I didn't see that. But
yeah.
They went out
on the street, right?
Yes. A lot of them went out on the street, too. Yeah. What, Frankie?
No, that's exactly what I was going to say, is that a lot of the shows performed, you know, for all the people waiting outside, which I thought was very nice.
It was great. And when I went in and I played 19, when I went in 96, there was the snowstorm, and that was my Broadway debut. And all of Broadway shut down except for Grease. The Weislers kept it open, man, and we had a great, great time. So thanks to the Great White Way for always being so courageous, and especially in this blackout. So Commissioner Criswell will join us, Commissioner of the NYC Office of Emergency Management, or there's a new name called the New York City Emergency Management. I don't know what the difference is, but we will get into the aftermath of the power outage. What happened, and will it happen again? Commissioner Criswell will join us. Dr. Gorka on the show as well, and your phone calls at 877-970-2999. Hey, it's Monday. Hey, it's summertime. Hey, it's 8:21, and Brandi Scott's in for Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, guys. We've got a messy ride on the LIE. New collision over on the eastbound side just after the Clearview. That's got you stop and go from Casino Boulevard. Westbound still have that hit by Woodhaven Boulevard. Not moving much. Getting to the upper level of the 59th Street Bridge. This is because of an overturned food truck on the ramp there. That's got you packed in Manhattan bound. You're going to see some heavy delays on the BQE eastbound approaching the Battery Tunnel. We've got a crash there. You are stop and go from 92nd Street on the inbound Gowanus. Sheridan southbound, watch out for some road work in the right lane by Westchester Ave, and you're going to see a slow go on the Cross Bronx as you make your way westbound between the Bronx River Parkway and 3rd Ave. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, up to about 88, partly cloudy tonight, down into the low 70s, and this report is sponsored by T-Mobile. With data and texting included in over 200 countries and destinations, T-Mobile for Business keeps you connected at the corner coffee shop or a cafe around the world. Business is changing. Are you with them? Visit T-Mobile.com/business. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager explains the people we're fighting against.
Fox News reporter was reporting on the win of the American soccer team, and then behind him were fans of the team, and they all started screaming F Trump. The low caliber of hatred of the president, of people who hate the president, is remarkable. Is it true for every single person who hates the president? No, it isn't. Is it true for the great majority? I think it is.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. You know, I keep telling you this. Listen to this. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. It's given me a lot more energy. Frankie Five Boroughs been telling us about it. Now the whole morning team is on the Balance of Nature train, and we want you to experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. So for a limited time, receive 25% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
825 with Joe on the radio. Commissioner Deanne Criswell is the commissioner of the New York City Emergency Management Organization and did a great job through the blackout. Commissioner, welcome to the show. So kind of you to join us this morning. Thank you for that.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You did a phenomenal job, Commissioner. My compliments on a phenomenal job handling. It was a chaotic situation. Does this count as your first major emergency as commissioner?
I would say that this definitely qualifies as my first major event.
What a way for it to happen. What do we know happened? First of all, where were you when it happened? I love to always get into the personal stories, Commissioner. So, Commissioner Criswell, where were you when it happened? How did you find out about it and your first reaction?
Yeah, I was actually just getting ready to get seated for dinner and waited for a bit, and the call came in, and so I left and went right to the scene in Manhattan.
Yeah, well, what do we know at this point? What happened exactly, please?
Well, what we know from Con Ed's reports were that there was an electrical transmission disturbance that occurred right around 6:47 p.m., and it affected multiple circuits within that area. There was a loss of service to approximately 72,000 customers within that grid. And I think what's really important to state is what we also know it was not. And we do know that it was not a cyber attack, and it was not an act of physical terrorism. And we also know that it was not a result of a load on the system.
Yeah, you know, it's scary, though, because we were talking about this earlier, Commissioner. You see some of these power areas, you know, in the city, and they're wide open. To your point, should they be guarded more, do you think?
You know, I think that's more of a question for Con Ed. I think right here, this was a problem within their transmission, their electrical transmission system, and they're looking into the cause of that. And I think at this point, the status of the system and the protection and the redundancies that they have built are excellent.
Yeah, because it was restored. Most people had their power restored in about 3 hours, correct, Commissioner?
Most people within 3 hours, and all the power was restored within 5 hours, so just before midnight or just after 11:30, which is exceptional. You know, to have that level of a blackout and have power restored within 5 hours is just a compliment to the well-coordinated effort between Con Ed's engineers as well as the first responders.
Well, when you're the Commissioner of Emergency Management, how do you begin coordinating the response from all the city agencies like the FDNY and NYPD?
Yeah, it's definitely quite a response. And so the first thing that we did was we activated our emergency operations center, where we brought in 20 different agencies from within the city, as well as our partner agencies like MTA, as well as Con Ed. And then we also brought an incident command center to the scene so we could have briefings and updates there, so we could get everybody in one spot to create situational awareness and make sure that we all had the same understanding of what was going on, the progress, and what needed to be done next.
And it was a great job, man, that you did, ma'am, with people stuck in elevators and hospitals. Were there any major incidents that we don't know about of people getting stuck in elevators or on subways? And by the way, how do you tackle a situation like that when there is no power?
Yeah, that was one of our first focus areas, right? So as Con Ed was working to restore power, what the city did was work on the impacts to the people. And we put a task force together with the fire department and the police department to go look at or respond to elevator calls. There were several people that were stuck in elevators, but they were all resolved without incident.
Yeah, which is huge. And it's pretty ironic that this took place on the same day as the 1977 blackout, isn't it?
I know. Could it have happened on any other day.
Well, you did a great job. And you were at FEMA previously, Commissioner?
I worked at FEMA for a little over 6 years, where I was the team leader on one of our national incident management assistance teams.
And, you know, they tell me you're a military veteran. Forgive me, I should know what branch of the military, ma'am. Would you tell us what branch you served in?
I was in the Colorado Air National Guard as a traditional guardsman, the old 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year, which was never 1 weekend a month or 2 weeks a year.
You know, thank you for your service, Commissioner Deanne Criswell. You did a great job. I'm telling you, it could have been so much worse than I thought. And again, Commissioner O'Neill, Commissioner Nigro, now Commissioner Criswell, thanks for watching out for the people of New York, Commissioner. And thanks for joining us this morning, ma'am.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Joe.
Okay, take care. Commissioner Deanne Criswell did a great job. A New York City Emergency Management Commissioner. Could have been so much worse. I don't know how we made it. So when you think about it, blackout in the biggest city in the world, right? And then, you know, you have confidence in Commissioner O'Neill. You have confidence in Commissioner Nigro, the FDNY, and the NYPD. And here we're in good hands with Commissioner Criswell there doing a great job. So we applaud the commissioner and thank her for joining us this morning. 877-970-2999. Balance of Nature phone lines are open for you right now. Big Al standing by with the headline news live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970 The Answer.
73 degrees at 8:31. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Traffic in Middlesex County might be tightening up as road work will be causing a lane closure on the Route 440 bridge. The project begins this morning at 9 a.m. and for the next 3 weeks will close a northbound outer roadway lane on the bridge over Route 9 in the Garden State Parkway in Woodbridge Township. Right lane will remain open to provide access to the exit ramp to northbound Route 440 and Interstate 287. State officials are warning Ocean County residents about a confirmed case of measles in Lakewood. The Department of Health announced over the weekend that someone with the virus was present at the Center for Health, Education, Medicine, and Dentistry on Madison Avenue on July 10th. Anyone who was there that day between around 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. may have been exposed. Measles can lead to serious health complications and miscarriage or other issues for pregnant women. People who suspect they've been exposed are urged to call a health care provider before going to one so special arrangements can be made to protect other patients and medical staff. In sports, Yankees beat the Blue Jays 4-2. They now lead the Tampa Rays by 6 games atop the AL East, and they'll host the Rays tonight at the stadium. Robinson Cano connected for a home run for the second straight game as the Mets beat the Marlins in Miami by the final of 6-2. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Well, finally, some good news, guys. At the 59th Street Bridge, that overturned food cart on the ramp from 23rd Street to the upper level has been picked up. You're going to have a better ride getting to the Manhattan side there. LIE eastbound accident after the Clearview is still blocking a lane. That's got you stop and go over on the westbound side. That crash by Woodhaven Boulevard has been moved out of the way. We've got a very heavy ride in Midtown. Avenue of the Americas northbound side by West 57th Street. Two lanes are out. It's an accident investigation involving a pedestrian. I would steer clear if you can. It's a slow go on the southbound side of the Sheridan. Because of road work, the right lane is blocked there between Westchester Ave and the Bruckner and at your Hudson River crossings. Heading inbound at the George, delays have eased on the upper level. Lower level will cost you about 10 minutes. Inbound Lincoln running at 30. Inbound Holland 20 to 25. Alternate side in effect today. And PATH trains are back on time. Signal issues have been resolved system-wide. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, close to about 88 degrees, and now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and auto care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you buy any Napa automotive battery. While supplies last, offer expires 8/31/19.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed Romano of Aesthetic Smiles in New Jersey with your dental health update. Your overall health is directly connected to your oral health. So, if you have missing or broken teeth, or if you're uncomfortable with your dentures, your overall health could be affected. If you suffer from these issues, you may want to consider dental implants. Dental implants can provide improved speech and comfort. They help you eat better and therefore can positively affect your diet. They're durable, strong and convenient, and you don't have to worry about dentures and their maintenance, and they make you look great. It's important to know that not all dental implants are the same. First, find a dentist with real meaningful experience with implants. Make sure they've not only studied the latest implant techniques and have access to the newest technologies, but also ask about the type of implant they use. After all, this stuff is going into your body. And because today's dental implant techniques vary, it's more important to know and trust your dentist. Please call my office at Aesthetic Smiles, New Jersey, in nearby Morristown, New Jersey, at 973-285-5480 to see if you may be a candidate for implants and answer any questions you may have. You'll enjoy expert dental care, we respect your time, and we treat you like family. Call my office today at 973-285-5480, and I'll see you on the next Dental Health Update.
You want your teeth to be taken care of right from the start. You want that beautiful and healthy smile for you and your loved ones. So, you'll want to call Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in nearby Morristown, New Jersey. For veneers, implants, crowns, and family dentistry, the amazing and exceptional team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey will care for you like family. Call today, 973-285-5480. That's 973-285-5480 for your appointment.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 836 right now, telling you about Route 22 Toyota this morning. Isn't it about time you called 855-621-9949? I'm just saying, 855-621-9949, all right? You got 5 minutes, first five callers, next 5 minutes. You know me, I give you a lot of time there if you want. I mean, I'll give you 10 minutes, but don't tell them I told you that. But Joe said, I have 10 minutes. If you call 855-621-9949, you'll love who you talk to at Route 22 Toyota. They're the best. The Iggy is there, Chester and Shoya and Wendy and Chris and Johnny. And I keep telling you how great they are, how they treated my sister like family. They're going to treat you the same exact way. You do not have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. And you know you need that free multi-point inspection, vital for the safety of your car. You know that. You know you need your oil changed. You know you need the filter. You know you're not going to get it done. So why don't this morning you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, all European models excluded. You'll get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. You're going to check out the state-of-the-art service center that Iggy loves, that he tells me about all the time. Joe, you got to see our new service center. He always says, right? Right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And you'll be able to get 0% APR financing, like I always tell you, up to 72 months for qualified buyers from Alex Cancella, the general manager. Very easy. You don't have to deal with dummies. It's not like going to a car dealer where you get uptight, where they're in your face, you know, the back and forth, the shenanigans. No, you call 855-621-9949, and you're one of the first five callers. In the next 5 minutes, you'll get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, a filter, and you'll have the best visit at Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
It's another blackout song now. Is that what you got here going here? What's this one?
What is this?
This is Eric Burdon, Power Company.
This is the only Eric Burdon song I've ever heard before. What's the name of it?
Power Company.
There you go. Thank you. One of my favorite rock and rollers.
I think we can be done with this, right? We can be done with this whole scene. It's over. Everyone's got power back now.
We got it.
We're done.
Well, you know, and two, thank you, by the way, Frank, for being Commissioner Criswell. She was great. But I didn't want to say, hey, the mayor was out. I didn't want to get into the politics of it. I just want to see what happened.
The mayor is very gracious in allowing all of his commissioners to come on this program, and we appreciate that.
I'll tell you what. You think about it, New York, with the subway, with the elevators, you have to understand how great the FDNY is, how great the NYPD
Absolutely.
Is, and how great now Commissioner Criswell, the office
well.
Of the sanitation, but the emergency management office right there, you got to give him credit. It was spectacular. It could have been. I don't even want to think about it. And the whole tenor of the night was fun. Everybody's fun. Hey, this is an adventure. And the lights go on in the middle of it. I was watching. I was listening because I was working, so I was coming back and listening mostly to Fox News. They did a great job covering that, and so I cannot believe it got through. It was incident free, thank God. Think about it. There were like over 400 calls by the FDNY and people caught in elevators or in situations. 400, and they don't even think about it. So God bless them. The only thing is that I would criticize is Con Ed. How do these power companies, to quote Eric Burdon? Thank you, Al. Yeah. How do these power companies get away with it, man? And they get away with it. They own us.
Well, the greater frustration, Joe, is not just that there are power outages. Power outages happen in summer all the time. I mean, people remember the 1965 blackout, the 1977 blackout. I remember vividly the blackout that the whole Eastern Seaboard underwent back in 2003.
Yeah.
But the frustrating aspect of this is the lack of an explanation from Con Ed at this point.
Yes.
You got to do better than a couple of weeks. You got to do better than, oh, we'll let you know in a few weeks why this didn't work. And I think part of the problem here in New York, and this is an area where for all Governor Cuomo's ranting at Con Ed, both during Hurricane Sandy and most recently, he's totally dropped the ball. And I wish he would follow in his father's footsteps, is there are a number of places, Illinois, San Diego, a number of places, cities and states around the country that have citizens utility boards set up that fight utility rate hikes, promote clean energy, and are a watchdog for the ratepayers, and it doesn't cost the taxpayers anything. So when Governor Cuomo, Mario Cuomo, was governor 25 years ago, he said, you know what, we should have one of these in New York. So what they did was in everybody's property tax bill, they included a form. Do you want to voluntarily pay $10 to join a citizens utility board, elect your own officers, no government expense, no expense to the taxpayer, no government interference, and you guys will be the watchdog. People did want to join, and then unfortunately Governor Pataki, he discontinued that when he came into office. That is something that Governor Andrew Cuomo could do completely on his own without the legislature, and he has failed to do so for the last 9 years that he's been in office. And that's where I'm hoping that there'll be a groundswell of New Yorkers calling for something like a citizens utility board like the one they have in Illinois.
Yeah, it's a good point. I have to tell you, I gave Governor Cuomo, I give him credit the way he came in, because Mayor de Blasio was out of town. Don't understand that. But Governor stepped up, and he looked in charge. It was great. He was in charge. He came down. He did a press conference.
But he complained, right?
Well, no, your point is well taken, Frank. You're absolutely right. I'd like to see when Governor Cuomo, he was there, and the presence was there. But when he went, he talked about the MTA the same way, about subway, homeless on the subways. You got that, right? That was like on Friday, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. He would come at this homeless on the subway. And Con Ed, you're the governor. You're the governor. And you have the authority and a lot of power as the New York governor to stop all these things and to stay ahead of the curve. But he's very smart politically because he defrayed a lot of that, and he's blaming the people in charge of the MTA. Now he said Mayor de Blasio shouldn't have been out of town. But you can, to your point, what his father did was you get ahead of the program, the problem before it starts.
But it's disingenuous. He runs the MTA. He keeps saying he doesn't, but the state are the people that give the MTA their operating budget. It's run by him, so he has the ability to fix this. John Catsimatidis said this a while ago, and he's 100% right on this one, dead on. He used the MTA as a bully pulpit to get himself elected, Cuomo, and as soon as he did, he kicked the can down the road. It's a convenient tool for politicians to sit there and say, well, we're going to fix X problem and Y problem and Z problem if I get elected. And as soon as they get elected, they go, you know what? It doesn't gain me any political points. I'll kick it down the road. I'm sorry, but you know what? You would endear yourself to your voters, especially the governor, since he's not term limited like the mayor is. Thank God that he'll have to be out another 2 years or whatever. But, you know, the governor is planning on running for a fourth election.
But,
and
but
you know
also,
what?
I think what you're seeing in terms of Governor Cuomo is, aside from just using this as an opportunity to grandstand and complain, a tremendous level of immaturity. Now, what did he do when he goes on national TV, he goes on CNN, of course he picks his brother's network, he goes out and swipes at Mayor de Blasio for not being there. He said mayors are important and situations like this come up, you know, and you have to be on site. I think it's important to be in a place where you can always respond. Now, that does you a lot of good if you're sitting there without power and you're watching the governor try and score cheap political points. In 1993, when the World Trade Center was bombed, Mayor Dinkins wasn't in New York City. He was in Japan. Now, you did not see Governor Mario Cuomo run out to go on national TV and take a swipe at Mayor Dinkins for not being in New York that day when easily he could have done the same thing. But Andrew Cuomo is interested in politics. He's not interested in actually solving problems.
Same thing as the mayor, though. The mayor is interested in politics
exactly
and not solving
right.
the problems,
exactly.
which is why the city is in worse shape than it is.
877-970-2999, our Balancing Nature phone lines. Let me go to Frank in New Rochelle. Hi, Frank. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Governor. It's Frank Valenzuela, Rochelle Park. How are you, man?
Hey there, Mr. Mayor. How you doing? Thanks for calling, my friend.
Man, I was in the city on Saturday night. Like a fool, I decided to go in with my son to take a look at that Manhattan Henge to catch the sunset. A lot of people were in town for that.
Right.
And I was on 42nd, didn't have a good view, moved down to the subway, got stuck down there, caught one of those guys, what can I think of it now, in a bicycle. He got me down to 34th Street. It was a nightmare, Joe.
Frank, you were with your son in the subway, and then everything stopped. Were you on the train itself or waiting for a train?
No, I was waiting on 42nd to go down to 34th because I wanted to get a better view.
And so it got all dark. It got all dark down there. Did the emergency lights kick on down the subway? You had some emergency lights,
No, the lights were on, but no trains were running. The place was packed.
Oh, man.
It was a little crazy.
Man, I would pat with my kids. Then you get that parental instinct, you know. So you came up top, and then it was still. You saw all the darkness like that. Unbelievable. See, I mean, and like Frank was saying, and I was saying, politically, it just seems. I don't know how that happens, Frank. You know, and you know, as a mayor, shouldn't you be? We just lost him in there. But there was he's the mayor of Rochelle Park, right, Frankie Fiber?
Former mayor
of Rochelle Park. But if you're a mayor, aren't you atop all this stuff? And I'm telling you, please listen to Joey on the radio. If you're a commissioner or you're listening, put one police car. That's all I ask outside those electrical grids that you see. Out in Jersey, they're nowhere. They have like a low barbed wire. It's not going to stop some nut. It's not going to stop a terror attack. And you got to be that's our first line of defense is staying over and watching out for these areas like this. Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. It is a Prime Monday in Amazon. Is that right, Albert? Is that what I'm looking at?
That's correct. That's correct. Sales will be going on until, I think, 3 a.m. Wednesday morning or something.
Well, I just got an outdoor rug because it's like, you know, you get those indoor-outdoor rugs. And I saw it remarkably, and I went to Wayfair just because they helped out and they got beds for the people in detention centers down there in the border, you know?
I was going to ask you if the plunger that you bought on Amazon was on was a big special on Prime today, maybe, you know.
Couldn't have been any cheaper, man.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
But it worked. It worked. Come on. No. I went to Wayfair. The price, I got a better price on Wayfair than I did at Amazon. But that was yesterday. Mm. Does all that Amazon stuff kick in today?
Yeah. It's today and tomorrow. And then I guess the sale doesn't end until 3 a.m. Wednesday morning.
So. All right.
I don't know. I mean, I look at that stuff and I go, I really don't need it.
I think it's like they're
clearing out the warehouse of stuff that you don't need, and it's an impulse buy because it's so cheap. So, but if there's something that you really need, you might get a good deal on it.
Yeah, and then, by the way, Frank, there was a warehouse or something? They were striking or something like that, which you don't generally see. Did you see that?
I didn't, no.
I saw the story that you're talking about, Joe. Yeah. They apparently are striking because Amazon has now announced...
In Minnesota, I do see this.
Amazon has now announced they're going to retrain a lot of their employees because they're starting to use automation. So it looks like they're going to be laying people off, and I guess they're trying to retrain some of their employees to do other things in the workplace at Amazon. And I'm sure that the Minnesota story, I'm guessing, although I don't know if it's parallel. I think it was something about wages or something like that they weren't getting paid enough money. I don't know.
And then this, before we break, guys, black actress to star as 007. There's a new 007, the upcoming 25th James Bond film.
Which has had a lot of problems, by the way, in terms of production. It was supposed to be out this year, and it's gotten pushed back to April of next year.
It's set for 2020.
Right.
And Daniel Craig is in the role of the famous spy, but he's in retirement, and his 007 code number has been handed over to a black woman. British actress Lashana Lynch.
See,
they talk about pandering. I
wonder if this is just part of the story, because the story opens with him being retired in Jamaica with his now girlfriend, wife, or whatever that was in the last movie. At the end of the last movie, they go off, you know, into the sunset. So I'm wondering if this is just a temporary thing that she's 007 because he's retired, and then he comes back, and then is he passing the mantle to her at the end of the movie, or is it going to be somebody else? That's where I'm a little confused.
And if you ever reverse this, you know, if there was ever a black star and made it a
white star. Oh, I thought you were going to say she was 700.
No. Right. That's what I was talking about. No, it's just, is it political pandering? I mean, political pandering to a fault. This is just.
I do. Think, the character is male. It was written for a white male misogynist who drinks and smokes and is womanizing and whatever. I don't get why we have to have a woman play the role of James Bond. Now, you want to tell me it's a black male? I'm okay with that. But
apparently, that was my initial reaction, but in reading some of the reports, she's not playing James Bond. Daniel Craig is still playing James Bond.
Right.
This woman is just playing the agent that takes over when James Bond retires. She's playing a separate character that happens to take over the code name 007.
Right.
It's like if Captain Kirk were to retire and the next captain was a black woman. The black woman is not playing Captain Kirk.
Right.
She's playing the captain of the Enterprise. So I don't have that much of a problem with it, if that's being the case. I mean, James Bond is still James Bond.
All right. 8:50, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Dr. Sebastian Gorka coming up next hour. You do not want to miss Dr. Seb Gorka. He was brilliant at the White House, that social media gathering, that media summit, and in the Rose Garden. It was quite spectacular. Hey, but right now, let's go to Brandi Scott. She's in for Debbie Duhaime, doing a great job this morning, right here, watching traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slow ride heading to the BQE. Inbound Gowanus all backed up from before the belt merge all the way through to Hamilton Ave. We had an accident just picked up there not too long ago. Midtown Tunnel, a 15-minute ride to the Manhattan side. Cross Island Collision southbound over by Northern Boulevard. That's got you stop and go from the Throgs Neck Bridge. Accident on the Grand Central has been cleared out of the way. Westbound after LaGuardia. Southbound Bruckner, that's packed White Plains Road through to the Triborough Approach. New England Thruway right before Playland Parkway. Watch out for an accident blocking a lane on the southbound side. Southbound Deegan, not moving much. You've got a lot of extra volume. Van Cortlandt Park through to the Cross Bronx. Cross Bronx, that's very slow. Westbound, bumper to bumper, Castle Hill Ave through to the Sheridan. At your Hudson River crossings, inbound George, that's the way to go right now. Upper level looking good, lower level just minor. Inbound Lincoln will cost you 30. Inbound Holland, 15 to 20. Alternate side in effect. And PATH trains running late between Hoboken and Journal Square. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager explains the people we're fighting against.
Fox News reporter was reporting on the win of the American soccer team. And then behind him were fans of the team, and they all started screaming F Trump. The low caliber of hatred of the president, of people who hate the president, is remarkable. Is it true for every single person who hates the president? No, it isn't. Is it true for the great majority? I think it is.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Michael Conti.
And I'm Michael Honig from Honig Conti Perino Insurance.
Our families have been in business since 1902. We want to let you know about some common misconceptions most people have about insurance. Number one, I don't need it. That'll never happen to me.
Well, 9 out of 10 claims are water damage claims. And whether you're a business owner or a homeowner, it's not the thousands of dollars it costs to make the repairs that will shock you, but the tens of thousands of dollars it costs for a temporary office or housing.
Bet you didn't know that. Number two, insurance is like a drive-thru. And I can purchase it like a side of fries.
The process shouldn't be difficult, but it does require real people that can guide you.
Whether providing insurance for your apartment, co-op, condo, house, or your business, Michael Honig and Michael Conti are names you can trust. So call the Michaels today at 212-777-7113. That's 212-777-7113, or visit them online at honigconti.com. HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conti Perino. Not just here to provide insurance, but insurance guidance.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 8:54. Joe Lundberg's coming up with the weather. If I say Mr. Italy, what comes to mind? To me, Mr. Italy was, without a doubt, Mario Perillo. The Perillo family has been operating top-quality tours to Italy for over 74 years. You know that. May I request that you check out this popular 14-day Italy North Classic Tour? This is sensational. Look, Rome, Sorrento, Florence, Venice, Milano, come home with memories that will last a lifetime. Let's see what some actual Perillo travelers have to say.
The service and the quality of everything with Perillo, as well as Italy itself. No book can describe it. No pictures can describe it. It is just breathtaking.
Talk to someone that's been on a Perillo tour. I guarantee that they will say that is the only way to go. Perillo has provided every convenience that I could want.
Perillo Tours does everything. They arrange the details. You don't have to lift a finger. They do everything.
Call today at 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or PerilloTours.com.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Come on, let me show you where it's at. Come on.
I love this song, Dave Clark 5, man. The only show where you can hear the Dave Clark 5 as we go into Joe Lundberg at the Weather Answer Desk, 8:56 right now. Hey, Joe, welcome back to the show, man. Is that too funny, the Dave Clark 5? You got to love it.
I do love it.
You're the only weather guy that has the Dave Clark 5.
Nobody else has the Dave Clark 5.
There might be a reason for that, but we won't get into that right now.
Well, let's not go there.
Joe, I tell you, though, you were so right about the weekend. I love when it's hot. It's Mediterranean hot on my Italian blood. I just love, man, it was, like, so warm. Now, it's going to stay that way throughout the day and the next couple days, yes?
Yeah, 86 today. I mean, today's a nice day. Sunshine, it's warm, but it's not all that humid. It's the last day of its kind because tomorrow it gets a little bit more humid, up near 90 with some sunshine. Oof. Hot and humid day Wednesday, about 90, 91, but with an afternoon thunderstorm. Maybe not quite that hot Thursday, but then after that, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, oofta, it's going to be brutal.
Oh, it's going to be hot and humid, you tell me, right?
95 to 100 with high humidity.
All right, Joey. Well, and you go on the bike with the humidity. You go on the bike.
Yeah, I do. I just hydrate.
I know,
not like Al, but I'll hydrate.
No, listen, not beer. You're using chicken soup.
Now, Joe Lundberg. Maybe.
Yeah, thank you, Joey. Thank you so much. Joe Lundberg right there. Just be careful because it will get warm and warm this weekend. Might be a good shore weekend. I'm working on Saturday, but I think I'm going to try. I may try to go down the shore this week with the kids. You know, my life is dictated by my children. Are you like that? Or the grandchildren, right? Me, in my case, it's the children. You know, what are we doing? Are we going here? Are we going there? And I stand by. I stand at the ready. It's why I'm alone most of the time. But if the kids call, I'm ready. I'm locked and loaded, ready to go. Hey, you don't want to miss Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He's coming up in the next hour. And if you get a chance to go on Jersey Joe Piscopo or Dr. Gorka at Dr. Sebastian Gorka on his Twitter feed, you'll see what he did at the White House last week. It was great. He called out a reporter who started to say, oh, you're all demonic worshipers to everybody who supported the president. And Dr. Gorka, big Dr. Gorka, well, you heard Mike Gallagher actually talked about it on our show as well. And he called the reporter a punk. You're a punk! It was great. Dr. Gorka live on the air in the 9 o'clock hour. Don't forget Dr. Gorka, 3 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer, every afternoon. 877-970-2999 if you want to give us a call. Radio Piscopo from New York.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.